Good Monday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the PepsiCo Foundation.
And I'm Anna Palmer. It's John Kelly's one-year anniversary as White House Chief of Staff. Eliana Johnson is kicking off our week with a look at how Kelly became chief in name only, and how his effort to implement more traditional processes in the White House have failed. She writes that many of Trump's advisors and friends don't believe the president wants a chief of staff at all.
The president is swearing in a new VA secretary today, Robert Wilkie, and the Washington Post is reporting he plans to reassign or sideline Trump loyalists in power at the agency in an attempt to have the historically nonpartisan agency return to its roots. Our colleagues Burgess Everett and Alana Shore report on Senate Democrats' strategy to defeat Brett Kavanaugh, first and foremost asking Democratic senators like Joe Manchin to keep their powder dry and not announce their support for Trump's pick.
On the election front, a lot of people are watching a special election in Ohio's 12th district and believe it will be a sign of what will happen in November. For what it's worth, Democrats and Republicans we talk to believe that Troy Balderson, the GOP candidate, will win this race. It's a solidly Republican district, which has been held by Republicans for decades. And our colleague Brent Griffiths has the latest on John Lewis. He was released Sunday evening from a Georgia hospital and was given a clean bill of health after being hospitalized for undisclosed reasons.
The annual Koch donor retreat this weekend caused a stir. Charles Koch told reporters he would work with Democrats who share his values. Alex Eisenstadt reports that kind of talk was not welcomed by Steve Bannon, who told Alex the Kochs should shut up and get with the program of supporting Trump's presidency.
On the trail, the New York Times notes that the president is owning the booming economy, but Republican candidates are barely mentioning it. While our colleague Patrick Temple-West and Victoria Guda have a story up on how CEOs are some of the biggest winners in Trump's tax cut as their companies bought back a record amount of stock.
On the investigations front, the AP has the opener of the week on Paul Manafort's trial, which begins Tuesday with jury selection. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Monday. The president will hold meetings and a joint press conference this afternoon with Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. He will also participate in a swearing-in ceremony for newly appointed VA Secretary Robert Wilkie. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.